So good to see you today at Grace Bible Church. We're glad that you are here. And our call to worship, I want to draw you to a verse of Scripture that we're going to be looking at during the morning worship service as we take up the fifth theological theme of the book of Luke. It deals with the exaltation of prayer. And we're going to be dealing with that subject, especially in the prayer life of the Lord Jesus Christ. But in verse 1 of chapter 11, it says that it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. One of the things that the disciples had noticed about the Lord Jesus Christ was that he was constantly praying. He could be found praying. And this continuous theme in his life led the disciples, Lord, would you teach us to pray as John taught his disciples? Realize this, that prayer is not something that's natural. It's something that's taught. We learn how to pray. We learn how to talk to our Lord. We realize that He is our friend, that we can talk to Him about anything and everything, and that He hears and answers our prayers. We can pray for each other. We can pray for ourselves. We can praise His glorious name. We can beseech Him in behalf of others that are going through difficult times. And we have this relationship, and it was built by none other than Jesus Christ. His intercessory ministry was something that the disciples noted and wanted to learn. And so as we deal with this subject today, I hope that we'll come to a clearer and better understanding of how Jesus exalted prayer in His life. And it didn't end there. As a matter of fact, of the 84 references to the Greek word, the normal Greek word for prayer that are found in the New Testament, 34 of them are used by Luke alone, out of those 84 in Luke and in Acts. And so we're going to emphasize this morning, and I trust that we'll gather together a better understanding of why prayer is so important at this time, because we're waiting. We're waiting for that day where the Lord consummates all the ages, going all the way back to the creation. He brings it to a consummation, and we're to pray for that. We're to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We're to be praying for certain things, praying for God's will to be done on earth, even as it is where? In heaven. We're to be praying that prayer. We're to desire that. Do you want God's will done on earth, even as it is in heaven? That'd be a far different earth, wouldn't it? So we have to be praying, and so we're going to emphasize that today.